Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, I got a question for you. Got okay. A question for you, okay? And it relates to a story that I'm about to give you too, okay? What is the most expensive item that you've ever lost? Okay, think about that. Texnado, 303-22 Alice. What is the most expensive item that you've lost? Okay. I was telling you about my frog, my son Frog.
Yeah.
Lost his watch.
Yeah.
They found the watch. Blah, 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 blah.
Mine's a ring.
Yours is a ring. Mine's a watch.
Yeah.
Mine's a watch too. The reason I say this is because yesterday the U.S. military lost a jet.
Yeah, I saw that.
Fell
and
off
that
the boat.
Is a whopper.
Fell off the boat.
Yeah, how much was it worth?
$70 million.
$70 million. And it just plop.
Hey, Sid. Hey, Sid, what was that splash? What was that splash that just happened? It was a jet that fell off the boat, okay? $70 million into the ocean.
Did you see now they're trying to change the story?
Why?
Because now, so they didn't have the parking brake on, right? So it just rolled off.
Yeah.
And it was also the tractor that was towing it. Both items fell off the ship, right?
Oh, it did?
Yeah, they were parking it.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, so the little tow trucky thing, you know?
I just assumed it was sitting on the edge and a big wave hit.
Right.
And knocked it off.
Yeah.
That's what I thought when I first saw the story.
Well, that's kind of what happened when you first saw the story. But now they're coming out and they're trying to fix it. Because it was like worth $77 million or something.
Yeah, $70 million.
And it sunk to the bottom of the ocean.
It's gone.
And so now they're trying to fix it and say that Hubala or whoever those people are, that they were firing at them and they had to make a quick right turn.
Yeah, it was like a radical maneuver, they said.
Like the Hezbollah?
Yeah.
The Houthis.
It says, yeah. U.S. fighter jet rolls off the aircraft carrier as ship reportedly swerves. Oh, the ship swerved from Houthi fire.
Mm.
Ah.
See, I'd come up with a story, too.
Yeah, I would, too.
If I were the captain of that boat in charge of everything, I'd come up with a good story, too.
Yeah.
Houthis were all over us, man.
Yeah.
I mean, we were dodging bullets left and right, missiles coming our way, drones in the sky buzzing like crazy. How am I supposed to keep control of everything? And the jet just fell off.
Do you know we've also lost two drones, not on that ship, but somewhere else. We've lost two drones worth $20 million each.
Yeah, that's chump change, isn't it? I lost a watch, and it bugs me to this day.
This watch was
$800, and that's a lot to me, okay?
Yeah.
That's a lot. And I lost it on an airplane. I went back to the airport 3 or 4 different times trying to retrieve this thing. It was a Garmin, just like the one I have on. And I went and bought a different one. But it's bugged me to this day. It's the most expensive thing I've ever lost.
Well, I had an engagement ring, and it was a pretty good one. It was from the doctor.
How much was it worth?
$25,000.
Now that it's lost. $25,000 ring.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I
left it. You know, that's pretty, you know, I mean, a lot of people buy rings very expensive.
Yeah. So, and you know, he's a surgeon and stuff. He had the money.
Yeah, it's not like it's $250,000.
No, and I didn't pay
$25,000. Okay.
I left it in a safe at a hotel, and then I came back to get it, and they said, we haven't seen it.
Gone.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You put it in the safe while you were at the hotel.
Yeah, and then
I just forgot.
I forgot I left it in there.
And you went back to the hotel.
Mm-hmm. And they said, we haven't seen it.
We don't know anything about it.
We don't know what you're talking about.
Wow.
Holy moly. How many times has that happened at hotels?
I know,
hotel,
at hotels, right?
I didn't even think of that because they put those safes in there for a reason.
Yep.
Yeah.
You put all your stuff in there and then forget it.
Exactly.
And then they
right.
can go and they can raid that shit. Yeah, I'll bet you when the people come
the
into your room.
Thing, sorry to interrupt. That's the only thing I got out of that marriage. That really irritates
that
me.
Ring?
Yeah. I didn't get any kind of spousal, no nothing, no money. I signed that quick claim deed for the house. I like got out of it. I didn't do anything.
You should go back and remarry him, see if you can get something else.
I know.
And then leave again.
But think about it. Like, that's literally the only thing I took away from a marriage.
Take
I even
a second run at it.
I helped pay the mortgage on the house, but I let him have
nothing.
It.
Oh. You got nothing.
I got nothing. Wow. But that ring.
Are you venting right now,
yes.
or are we telling a story? Are we venting
still
or telling
having regret?
See, it is Turd Tuesday.
It is Turd Tuesday. $70 million jet.
Yeah.
Can you just imagine those sailors that are standing on the deck of this, what was it, the Truman or something? USS Truman. And they're just watching this jet slowly disappear into the water.
Just sink to the bottom.
Hey, Sid, that's a $70 million jet we lost.
I mean, you know how devastating it is when you're at the lake and you lose your sunglasses in the water?
Oh,
right?
Worst day ever.
Those are like $50.
Yeah.
Now you lose $70 million.
Wow. I'll bet you when these people, when you check out of a hotel, especially the high-end hotel, you know, like in Vegas, if you're over at the what is it called, the Wynn, if you're at the Wynn, I'll bet you the first thing they do when they go into that room,
yep.
when you check out, is go straight to the safe.
I bet you're right.
That's what I would do.
I would too,
because I would go, because they have the master to it, right? They go in and they check to see if you left anything behind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, somebody's got a nice ring. I'm going to tell you that right now.
It's the only thing you got from him.
Only thing.
Somebody else got it.
You guys have seen it. You've seen it.
Yeah.
I wore it a lot.
Yeah.
Now look at me now. I don't have a ring on because I'm too depressed to wear a ring.
Keep listening. More Turd Tuesday stories coming up here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Nuggets game 5 tonight at Bull Arena. That's a hot ticket.
Wait, what?
Lots of people wanting that
yeah,
ticket.
Yeah, it's going to be a really good
ticket. Nuggets Clippers tonight at Ball Arena. Abs lost last night, so they lost game 5. Pressure's on there. But the Ball Arena should be a rocket tonight.
It should.
Here.
Let's go.
Let's get them.
Something sounds weird in my headphones, but it's probably just me.
Yeah,
I mean,
probably
it's
so.
Probably just me. Yeah.
Kentucky Derby this weekend.
Man,
you got any plans for it?
You are excited about this.
I had five people yesterday text me wanting to know what my picks were.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they feel like you're the horse man.
I don't know why. I've never won at the Kentucky Derby. I've never won. You know, I put down money every single year for this damn race, and I've never won.
You haven't?
I, 20 bucks.
Yeah.
But, I mean, when you hit the Derby, we're talking long shots, and you want to win thousands of dollars. You know what I mean? I've never won that. So why would you ask me?
Well,
Tony texted me yesterday.
Did.
Hey, Beach, what's your picks for the Derby? I don't know.
I am going to give you 20 and do a trifecta.
Okay.
What's a trifecta?
Three horses.
In a row.
Yeah.
Do I have to pick what, first, second, and third?
Yeah.
Or can
you
they
do.
Come in any order?
You can come in any order.
Okay.
You can place that bet, too. I can do whatever you want to do
right,
with
right,
it.
Okay. okay?
But yes, I'll do it for you.
Will I make like thousands?
You could. Right, if it hits, yeah. if there are big odds on it, you could make, let's say you could take $50 and you could turn that into 10,000.
Wow. Yeah, that's a good turnout.
There we go.
Yep. You're talking big money.
Now, would you
big
tell
money.
Me the truth that it paid out that much?
Not a chance.
Yeah.
Not
you
a chance.
You put $100.
Because you don't know the difference?
If he knows, I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Nope. And I'm not going to tell you either. I will tell you this, man. I was so depressed yesterday.
Oh, no.
7:30 last night, it dawned on me. Yesterday was the big Colorado lotto drawing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know me, Jamie. I feel like I've won that sucker already. It's just a matter of them giving me the check, actually. And so I forgot to buy my tickets yesterday.
Oh.
And the big drawing for $12 million was last night, but nobody won.
Oh, so you still have time.
So we still have time to get into it.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah, tomorrow night. $12.3 million in a state lottery. Unheard of.
I know, but it's just.
Never seen it.
It's such a bad number. Because you're just like not.
What do you mean it's
I
a bad
always
number?
Say this to you guys, and you don't get it, but. Because you're just not stupid rich. You're still worried about money.
Yeah.
With $12 million, you're still worried.
No!
I feel like $12 million, I could be okay with that.
I'm stupid rich!
No, you're not.
Yes, I am in my world.
You're not.
Over in Littleton, Colorado, you're stupid rich with $12
million. See, the thing is, remember how a million-dollar house used to look? You know, you remember what a million-dollar house was? Like, when you were young, you were like, people had mansions. Now a million-dollar house is like what I grew up in when my parents paid like $60,000 for a house.
Literally, like, you're going downtown and you're on Spear Boulevard and you're looking at all these houses, $1 million, and you literally have to bulldoze it.
Yeah. He's not wrong. You do. You have to, some of these houses are $1 million, you have to bulldoze.
If I win $12 million, let me restate this, okay? In Littleton, Colorado, BJ is a rich man.
You're not stupid.
Yes,
rich.
I am.
You're still worried about money at $12 million.
Look, I'm rich and I'm stupid. So I'm going to be stupid rich if I win $12 million, and nobody can convince me otherwise.
You're really not. You're still worried.
No, I'm not.
I promise you are.
Jamie, try me.
Yeah.
Just try me. Somebody give me $12 million. Put me to the test. Yeah. I dare you.
Same.
Yeah, bring it on.
Okay, never mind.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y. That's an app you put on your phone, and you can hear us anywhere you go. And the podcast later on today in case you missed something. I went through my list here. You know I make a list every day, Jamie.
I do know
we
that.
We all do,
yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Of content for today. I'm down to the very last one.
Oh, no. Oh no. What is it?
100 men versus a gorilla.
Okay. I saw this all over social media yesterday. And can I tell you something? I didn't even bother to read it because I was like, where did this come from? What is this?
It's, I mean, all over the place. People are talking about having theories and going back and forth.
I didn't even, like, I was so not caring that I just swiped.
Now, Schmidl this morning claims he knows where it started.
Okay.
Okay, Schmidl?
So but let's just be clear what this is again. Something went viral yesterday where it said, can 100 men beat up a gorilla?
It was on Reddit about a week ago, and it's gone viral from there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so it started on Reddit. Somebody posed the question, can a gorilla take on 100 men and win? Or vice versa.
Right.
And then people started talking about it. Then they started putting it to the test on AI. It was Grok. It was ChatGPT. And all these videos started surfacing. Now, yesterday when I first saw it, and yesterday was the first day I saw it, I thought, well, I'll bring this up. And then I thought, no, I've looked for something on my feed and my algorithm. Nobody else is seeing this because it was so dumb.
It is so dumb.
Right? It's so dumb.
I swiped out of it. I didn't even read about it.
I thought it was a mistake. I thought, what in the heck did I look at that it would bring in a gorilla fighting 100 men? I mean, what have I been watching? I don't know what. Gorilla videos?
See, I didn't even know as much as you knew. I didn't even know that they put it into ChatGPT and all that, or AI. And did they play it out on,
like,
AI?
The simulations and the videos are actually really funny.
Are they?
If you watch them.
Yeah, I guess
the
that would
gorilla
be funny.
Beats the. So you don't have to watch it at home. The gorilla beats the crap out of all of them.
Out of 100 men.
He hits them and they fly like 40 feet.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think it's an actual. I mean, I know that AI thing's supposed to be pretty good, but when you watch the video, I don't think the gorilla wins that easily.
No.
No. No. Well, I think he wins, but I don't think he wins that easily.
He'd be hard to hit.
It's so stupid. What becomes a viral video?
Well, if you think about it like this, okay? So let's say I have a shotgun, right? And I shoot you. Right? You're going to probably die.
But this is a bad story.
But if I shoot a bear, he's just going to get really, really mad.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you have to think of it like that. These animals they're so much more powerful than we could ever, ever be.
Oh, okay.
You know,
like a human can't do that much damage with their bare hands to a gorilla.
I was just wondering how shooting me worked into this.
Yeah.
it's almost like that's a subliminal thought that you're having.
No, I was trying
to get to the bottom of that first,
speaking about men. Human.
Okay, yeah. Well, they gave, this AI gave all the specs on a gorilla versus a man. They say a gorilla's powerful hand can grab you over the top of your skull. He can squeeze like an orange, and he can just crack your skull wide open.
It makes sense. Yeah.
That's how powerful these animals are. Right, Schmidl?
Yeah, I've actually been obsessed with this for the last, like, week, and I've gone just headlong, deep-dive rabbit hole into it. There is no way without weapons 100 men would beat one gorilla. A gorilla literally can punch you with 1,300 to 2,700 PSI, and it only takes 1,200 PSI to crush your skull. So it can kill you in one shot, just punching you. And then also, it's they're, like, 400 pounds. They can lift an average of 2,000 to 3,000 pounds. So that's, like, 20 dudes have to get on top of it just to hold it down. There's no way you can get 20 dudes around a gorilla at once, just if you think about the spacing, because, like, you can maybe get, like, 7 to 10 guys total, you know? And, like, it's...
it's, like, cute, you know, the first time, but...
I feel like we're the only people he talks to throughout the day.
It's like, yeah, okay, like, it's...
He came in this morning with... I said, hey, Spadil, could you grab me this audio? Because it's a guy that's talking about what he just said, okay?
Yeah.
And he started, Jamie, he would not shut up for 15 minutes about gorillas.
I do wonder how big one tooth is. You know, like, because, I mean, he could even, a gorilla can even, like, bite you. I mean, we never talk about him even biting you. But he could just bite you and just tear you apart, you know, in half.
I'd say it's about the size of this mouse.
One tooth? I bet it's bigger.
One tooth. I don't know.
I don't know either.
The only gorilla I've ever seen is at the zoo.
Yeah.
And they don't show their teeth.
No, they just pick their butt and smell it.
They pick their nose,
I was there on Sunday. One, I was watching it. He was picking, like, little, I don't know, like a treat out of, like, a little pipe with a stick.
Yeah.
But then he threw up in his hand.
Oh!
And then he ate it.
Yeah. What is happening today?
Are you hanging out with Spadil or something?
What? That's what I saw on Sunday at the zoo.
It was his day at the zoo. I threw up in mine a little bit. That's so nasty.
Yeah, I see them pick each other.
Mm-hmm.
You ever notice that? That the gorillas?
Yeah, they pick up like
they
little
got fleas.
Yeah,
or something,
like little
right?
bugs. Yeah, yeah, and eat them. Yeah.
Right, you're gonna see this on your feed today if you're on X, especially, and I'm sure it's on others too. It's 100 men. Versus a gorilla, and there's videos everywhere. And why this is circulating, I have no idea.
It's crazy.
All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on
popular.
A Tuesday, man. It's going to be 68 degrees today.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, here's what I'll do. I'm going to write down what my idea is for Mother's Day, okay?
Okay, all right, yeah.
Because I got a 7-year-old, and of course, I've got to do it from him to mom, right?
Well, we always have this discussion because I also think that you should do it too.
No.
I know.
Yeah.
We fight about this every year.
I should do something for her. I'm going to.
I know, but you always say it's from Frog and not you.
All right. Let's see. Let me write down.
Two separate things.
By the way, if I seem bitchy, it's because I took my semi-glutide shot yesterday and I don't feel well.
Yeah. You've been a handful. You've been a handful today. You got to give me props
on
this one.
I'm telling you. Because I've been trying to wean myself off of the semi-glutide shot, right? And do it the natural way. And it's crazy. So now the longer I wait to take the shot, then I get sick. You know, because
your body's not used to it.
Yeah, anymore. If I take it regularly every week, then I don't get sick. But then if I wait for 3 weeks and then take it, then I'm like, ugh. Anyway, what?
Mother's Day.
Yes.
Is a week from Sunday.
But thank you for feeling bad for me and my nausea.
I do feel bad for you and your nausea. Yeah. I don't know how you give yourself the shot.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's really difficult.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
It's weird.
I hate
looking
needles.
Down. I
hate
it. Yeah, I'm not a
needles
fan.
And snakes.
Anyway, go ahead.
All right, I'm going to give you the list here. I can't say it on the air for obvious reasons, right?
Oh, right.
But I'm doing the gift from Frog to his mother.
And from you, too.
Yeah. There you go. All right.
I don't know.
Well, come on. Why?
No.
If it's high end, I'm not talking like the food item stuff. I'm talking about stuff that... That resonate.
All right.
All right. Give me my list. You know what? Why don't you just not come in on the days you take your shot? Can I do anything? I think that's a great idea. All right, Carson, let me show you, okay?
Okay.
And see what your thoughts are, okay? Maybe she's jaded.
No, I'm not jaded. It's just I think it's personal to us, and that I don't think you'll do a good job.
Oh,
so now it's me.
It's you.
It's not the gift.
It's you.
There we go.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to give the list here or just the item to Carson and see what he has to say. All right. You can give it back now. Hey, what are you doing? Trying to steal it?
It could go. I can see what Jamie's saying.
Yeah.
Really? Really? Both yuns.
Yeah.
Really?
You're not a sentimental man, and I don't think you can pull it off.
I'm just going to say what it is, okay?
Okay.
Because she's working right now. The purse charms.
Right.
Frog mementos, like birthstone, his date of his birth, you know, in silver or whatever. But a purse charms that signify frog and what he means
to her. I know, but like my guess is you'll actually like get a frog.
I think I'm a pretty good gift giver. I think I could pull this off, Jamie.
I mean, all right. So just think about it. It's like a charm bracelet. Like, so people that
first charm.
Yeah,
they're hot right now.
When they add to the Pandora, you know,
yep.
It's like really kind of personal about what you want to add to your bracelet or your purse charm.
Seven. I mean, there can't be too many things that
I
come
up
with.
You're gonna get a frog, and she doesn't want a frog hanging from her purse.
Well, maybe she does. She loves the name Frog.
Maybe think about
experiences that they've had together that's really stood
like
out.
Like there'll
in
be
mind.
A Mickey Mouse, obviously.
Oh, well, yeah, that's a given. That you have to have a Mickey.
I never thought of that. I got to write that down.
Yeah, you got a Mickey.
But like, is there anything else
they
that maybe
Mexico,
they bonded over together?
There's
or
some Mexico stuff.
Yeah,
They went to pottery together, made birdhouses. Oh, that's a good idea. I'll get a birdhouse.
Birdhouse.
Like, I'll have to explain the birdhouse to her.
Yeah.
She'll be like, "What? A birdhouse?"
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I mean, it's. I love that you were thinking that direction. I stood over the charms, you know.
Yeah.
And I stood over them forever trying to figure out what I wanted on it because you don't want to get too many. I think I got five, and it was like,
It's like a tattoo.
Yeah, you have to kind of, it's personal. Like,
it's got to fit.
Yeah.
It's got to fit, and it's got to have some deep meaning to it.
Right, like you would put a B and a J on there, and that'd be weird.
All right, I'll mark off the B and J. I thought it was sincere myself.
Right.
Walk around with BJ on your purse.
Yeah, right?
And then just... I think any woman would want to. Would she not?
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.